You are listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. The Great Lakes ports in Michigan are being held to a different standard by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol than some other ports. A University of Michigan study estimates this is costing just one of Michigan's ports tens of millions of dollars in lost revenue. Reporter Tyler Eagle at the Monroe News has been looking into this, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Your story is specifically on the Port of Monroe. What is the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol requiring of Michigan ports like that that is so costly to them?
So our understanding is that CBP is requiring these ports to install equipment that allows for radiation portal monitoring and x-ray scanning, and they are applying it to break bulk cargo, which is cargo and anything covered, in addition to restrictions they have on containerized cargo, which is the traditional type of container you typically see on a ship.
And so this is equipment that they have to buy, and what kind of cost?
It varies port to port. For the Port of Monroe, the upgrade costs range upwards of $5 million, and that is money that the Port of Monroe has to generate on its own and come up with to purchase this equipment.
But at this point, they can't let any ships in because they would be in violation of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol requirements.
Correct. They are able to do some international shipping, things that don't fall into those categories of containerized shipping and break bulk cargo. However, there's a lot of business they're precluded from based on these restrictions. A lot of business they're trying to generate and have gone to great lengths to attract interest for that they're unfortunately just unable to follow up on.
At the same time, ports in Ohio, ports on Lake Erie, just like Monroe, are not facing the same restrictions by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Why are the rules not the same?
So the way that CBP is structured, to our understanding, is that field offices have discretion to employ policies how they see fit. And the Port of Toledo and the Port of Cleveland, which are also on Lake Erie, like the Port of Monroe, are subject to the Chicago field office's jurisdiction. Michigan has its own field office, so a lot of its decisions are coming from its office in Detroit.
So the agency is treating different areas differently. The Port of Monroe says these restrictions on Michigan ports has ruined two major deals for them. One of them was with the Ford Motor Company shipping Mustangs to Europe. And as I mentioned before, the study out of the University of Michigan finds restrictions by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection out of Detroit is costing the Port of Monroe tens of millions of dollars in revenue. If this is about border security, why would the federal government do that to Michigan's ports but not other ports in the same Great Lake system?
It seemingly comes down to just regulatory discretion, that these are policies that are generated from the Detroit field office. The Port of Monroe has received responses from Border Security, the general office based in Washington, and there seems to be a disconnect between their overall policy and how CBP Detroit is employing its standards.
You report that U.S. Senator Gary Peters has been asking the U.S. Customs and Border Protection why it's imposing these restrictions on the Port of Monroe and other Michigan ports. What's been the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's response to Senator Peters?
That it's required safety standards. It's cited the Safe Port Act. It cited several of its policies. However, it can't explain why there are inconsistencies between ports on the Great Lakes, particularly ones in different jurisdictions. The Port of Toledo is 14 miles from the Port of Monroe, and yet there's a completely different set of expectations down there than there is here in Michigan.
What has Senator Peters said he's going to do about this?
He's going to continue to press for additional answers and better explanations. It's my understanding the senator is not pleased with the response he received. He is the ranking member on that committee that deals a lot with CBP, and it took them months to respond to his questions, and not in a satisfactory manner. It's an issue that he's expressed to the Monroe News he's going to continue to pursue.
Tyler Eagle is a reporter at the Monroe News. Thanks for the help, and thanks for your good reporting.
Thank you.